Make a List and Just Begin. Written by Flower Parish. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Recorded as a present for Flower Parish. Happy voice team, friend. Summary. Tra has questions, aka concerns. Layari just kind of wants to kiss the annoying asshole from two bunks over. Chapter 1. Layari is very, very pleasantly distracted in his bunk when a pillow smacks him in the face and ruins the moment. His eyes fly open, as do Gab's from where Ciarad is lying under him, and Layari turns to glower at the offending pillow wielder. "Excuse me!" "You're excused," Tra says immediately, because she is the worst Ouroboros. "But only if you come here. Now." Layari sighs the long, suffering sigh of Kavoda everywhere. "Fine," he agrees, because arguing is only going to make things worse. He isn't sure what he's done to piss her off, but he isn't going to bait an angry mudhorn. "Sorry, Gab. I'll see you later." Gab rolls his eyes and nods. "Yeah, sure. I'm stealing your bunk for a nap, though."
"Yours is right over there," Layari protests, pointing.
Gab shrugs, and, when Layari climbs off of the bunk, rolls over onto his front and nuzzles into Layari's pillow.
"Can't be bothered to move. So far."
Layari sighs in resigned frustration. What did he ever do to end up surrounded by Voda like these assholes? "Come on," Tra says again, grabbing him by the arm and begging to tug him away. "Hey," Layari protests. "Can I at least put the rest of my blacks on?" She sighs and lets go of him, watching him dress with hawk eyes. "Come on," she repeats as soon as his blacks are fully on and he's shoved his feet into his boots. She doesn't even wait for him to fasten them. "Fine," Layari agrees with another sigh, because she isn't normally this much of a pain, so whatever this is about, it's probably serious. "Lead the way." "Hello, Layari," the general greets, pulling the door open before Layari can warn Tra not to ring the door chime. The general then turns to look at Tra, tilting his head just a fraction as he does. "Hello to you as well, although I don't believe we've met." "Not yet, sir," Tra agrees. "Layari is my batchmate." General Kenobi smiles. The expression is warm like fresh brewed calf, but it's infinitely sweeter. "This man is a hazard," Layari thinks. "His sincerity is going to be the death of someone. The clones weren't built to withstand this much open affection, and it's honestly much scarier than a bunch of droids that can't even aim well." "It is lovely to meet you," the general greets, either unaware of or simply ignoring Layari's crisis. "How would you prefer I refer to you?" Tra casts a glance in Layari's direction, and he feels carking validated by her look that clearly says, "Oh shit, you were right." "Tra," she replies carefully. "She, her." Obi-Wan nods. "Thank you. I'm sure you're aware, but I use he, him. How can I help you?"
"I appreciate the resources you gave Layari," Tra says, and Obi-Wan's shoulders straighten, his focus sharpening. "I had some follow-up questions."
"Of course," Obi-Wan agrees. "Would you like to come in? Or we can go find an empty conference room somewhere, I'm sure."
"Here is fine," Tra says after a moment's consideration. "As long as my Vodika can stay."
"Absolutely." Layari isn't surprised that the general seems unruffled, not offended in the slightest despite her wariness. Layari is relieved, though, that the general continues proving wrong all of the assumptions they'd made and expectations they'd had about what their Natborn commanding officer would be like.
"Do you prefer calf or tea?"
"Calf," Tra replies after a moment's hesitation, entering the general's quarters when he opens the door wider. Layari follows just a step behind, smiling at Kenobi as he casts a questioning glance in his direction.
"Sure, calf is fine," he agrees. "Makes my brain quiet."
Tra snorts quietly, and he pokes her in retaliation, even though he knows she'll barely feel it through her armor. "Nothing can make you quiet, Vodika."
"I said my brain," Layari insists.
General Kenobi laughs, quiet and friendly. You sound like my former Padawan. Layari wonders for a moment if that's why Kenobi is nice to him, because he reminds the Jedi of someone he cares about. He discards that idea after a moment, though, because Kenobi's care seems to extend to all of them indiscriminately. What's your former Padawan like? That's a Jedi shiny, right? The general nods. Of a sort, yes. Our cadets would be the initiates, and Padawans train with a senior Jedi until they reach knighthood and become Jedi in their own right. Huh. Tra looks thoughtful, curious. She opens her mouth to ask something, but then she shuts it again. Layari casts her a small smile, trying to provide good moral support, because if Tra's not asking questions now, then it means she's probably scared to use up Kenobi's goodwill before she gets to the heart of whatever she dragged him here with her about. Layari gets it. He'd thought that might be the case too, but then Kenobi gave him resources for the Voda, and snacks for him and his squad, so Layari's pretty sure that if Kenobi's goodwill is going to run dry, it's not going to be from a few extra questions about the Jedi. But your Padawan? He asks again, because he really is curious. Ah, yes, Anakin. The calf maker begins to make noises as it heats up, and Kenobi turns to regard them where they're both still standing near the doorway to his quarters. Oh, apologies, make yourselves comfortable. Layari drops easily into one of the chairs at the table, because he likes the couch, but with three of them here, the table's probably a better option. Tra hesitates for only a moment before taking the chair on one side of him, leaving the one in the other, the one closest to the general, open. Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker was my Padawan. He is brave and strong and noble, but he does not always think before acting. The general sounds as rueful as he does fond. I know what that's like, Tra agrees, and it takes Layari a moment to realize she's talking about him. He shoots her a glare. Well, he sounds cool. He doesn't know for sure, but now he feels a kind of kivode kinship with the guy, so he might as well defend him. General Kenobi takes a seat at the last open chair, depositing three mugs of caff between them all. All right, he says, meeting Tra's gaze. What can I do for you? You had questions? His prompting is gentle, his expression open and inviting. General Kenobi seems deceptively soft, and Layari is glad he's seen the man cleave Sepi droids to pieces with a single swing of his lightsaber, because if he didn't have that image burned into his brain, he might forget that the general is fierce, too. Yes, Tra agrees. As I said, I appreciate the resources you passed to Layari. She pauses, and it might look to someone who doesn't know her like she's gathering her thoughts, but Layari knows better. She's just trying to find the words that will have the best chance of success for whatever outcome she's looking to achieve. Tra treats conversations like battle strategies. And it's scary, but definitely makes her more formidable than Layari could ever hope to be. The general seems to have an idea of what her pause means, though. Jedi senses, maybe? Because he grins, a little wry. But, he prompts, posture still open and relaxed, tone remaining gentle and curious. But all the resources in the world don't mean anything if we can't put them into practical effect, sir. Layari tilts his head at Tra, confused and a little annoyed that she didn't tell him what this was about before she dragged him here, because he has no idea what she's talking about. General Kenobi hums thoughtfully. He doesn't seem offended, though, which is good, because even with Tra's careful wording, that was a pretty challenging statement from a subordinate. A good point, he agrees. I'm afraid I may not know in great detail what limitations there are in a setting such as this. I am still new to the Gar, and the Jedi have very different regulations. Tra frowns, but gives a short nod. Of course, sir. Outwardly, her expression doesn't change, but Layari can see her closing off and preparing to retreat and face the loss of her attempted mission. As if sensing this too, the general frowns. That does not mean it doesn't need to be addressed. It simply means we may need to rely on a wider network for advice as we discuss things. Would you be comfortable if I invited Commander Cody to a meeting so we may discuss this further? Kaish has a rather comprehensive knowledge of the Gar's rules. A wry twist to the general's lips suggests perhaps Commander Cody has been attempting, and failing, to teach them to the general. The general's eyes have that twinkle again, though, so it seems like he's sincere about wanting Cody's input. Layari is glad the general seems to like Kaish. Layari may not have met Kaish personally, because he's just a CT fresh from Kamino, but Cody's still his vode. Layari wants good things for Kaish, and the general's respect seems like a very promising start on that front. That sounds good, Tra agrees. She sounds a little surprised. Layari's not. He may not have her skill at reading conversations, but he's good at people, and the general hasn't wavered for a second in his desire to help.
Thank you, sir.
It is my pleasure, I assure you. He glances over at Layari. Did you enjoy the calf? Layari nods. His brain does feel quieter, if not by much. Less like his five trains of thought about to collide, and more like they might stay on their individual tracks. Yes, sir. Thank you. The general grins. Anytime. Can I assist either of you further, or would you like to get back to enjoying your downtime? Layari kind of wants to go see if Gab's still in his bunk, but Tra says, I'd like to talk more, if you don't mind, sir. Layari hesitates, but she taps his arm in a signal that he can stand down, so he shrugs. I'm gonna go kiss my Ciarad, he says, cheerfully. See you later, Tra. General Kenobi? He salutes before he leaves, grinning at the general's laughter and Tra's shocked offense as the door whooshes shut behind him. Vengeance is sweet. End chapter. Thank you for listening. Layari casts her a small smile, trying to provide good moral support, because if Tra's not asking questions now. Because if Tra's not asking questions now, then it means she's probably scared to use up Kenobi's goodwill before she gets to the heart of whatever she dragged him here. Layari casts her a small smile, trying to provide good moral support, because if Tra's not asking questions now, then it means she's probably scared to use up Kenobi's goodwill before she gets to the heart of whatever she dragged him here with her about.
Perry, that sentence is so long.